Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for Spring 2026 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Katie and Jenny and sound engineer Susie. This edition has been delayed, and so the summer edition will reach you in the near future. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It's about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We're also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
First homes now on sale at the Lower Acre. A landmark moment at Horton Heath for Eastbrook Homes. Momentum is building at the Lower Acre development as the first homes go live on Rightmove, the UK's largest online property portal. The Council's vision for a modern, well-planned community that addresses the urgent need for new, high-quality housing is now rising clearly into view. The beautifully designed early release properties at the Lower Acre site encompass the Speedwell three-bedroom townhouse and the Campion two-bedroom semi-detached home. In all, 10 units are initially available for purchase off plan. Unlike many private schemes, this is a project driven not by short-term profit but by the need of local people. By delivering the development directly through Eastbrook Homes, the Council can ensure that every decision supports the long-term well-being of residents. Infrastructure first. The infrastructure first policy means future households won't be moving into a building site or waiting years for services to catch up. Instead, essential elements are already embedded into the plan, including a new primary school, sports pitches, play areas, and generous green spaces, safe routes for walking and cycling, and roads, utilities, and community facilities are being delivered alongside the homes themselves. The scheme's main road, the Avenue, opened last year. Eastleigh Borough Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "The Council is not simply building houses, it is building a future, one that is greener, better connected and grounded in community. We're delighted that the opportunity to secure a home at Horton Heath is officially live. View homes, explore the plans and register your interest now at eastbrookhomes.co.uk.
Protecting our environment. Stoke Common Park gets a green boost. Although it's still early in the season, these new plants are already establishing strong roots and will soon bring more life and colour to the parks as spring unfolds. Visitors are encouraged to stick to marked paths and keep clear of newly planted areas, helping both plants and wildlife thrive. The community is invited to enjoy the changing seasons at Stoke Common Park and watch the landscape come to life over the months ahead. Stoke Common Park is set for a fresh start this spring. Over winter, White Horse contractors planted 124 metres of hedgerow and 26 new trees as part of the park's ongoing transformation since it opened last summer. Over at Stoke Park Farm, part of the wider site, ecology volunteers had a busy and successful year. They recorded more than 480 species, including nationally rare wildlife such as marsh tits, skylarks, firecrests, hobbies and barn owls, alongside purple hairstreak butterflies and several bat species. As the warmer months arrive, these species, and many more, are expected to become increasingly active, making the site an important haven for local biodiversity. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/stoke-park-farm/greenspace. Spring's other bloom, fine particle pollution. This spring, enjoy the season safely. Consider alternatives to bonfires and wood burning. Spring is in the air, but so is wood smoke. As flowers bloom and we spend more time in our gardens and local parks, tiny particles in smoke can sneak deep into your lungs and even into your bloodstream. Once inhaled, they can inflame your bloodstream and affect your heart and brain, increasing the risk of lung disease, strokes, and even dementia. Children, older adults, and anyone with pre-existing health conditions are particularly vulnerable. Find out more at cleanairhub.org.uk/clean-air-information.
Ramble through Hamble Common. Join a free walk and explore Hamble Common, a 55-acre coastal heath managed by the council with support from dedicated conservation volunteers. The site is a haven for wildlife, with much of it designated a site of special scientific interest, featuring diverse habitats including heath, woodland, salt marsh and mudflats. Coastal birds such as shelduck, oyster catchers, little egrets and ringed plovers make it the perfect spot for wildlife photography. You can enjoy a circular walk around the common, which is part of the Hamble Peninsula Trails. Paths can be muddy in winter and some areas across the creek may be submerged at very high tides, so check before you go and wear sensible footwear. In summer, grazing cows help maintain the heath by keeping scrub and trees in check. A section of the King Charles III England Coast Path South runs along the reserve, offering stunning solent views towards the Isle of Wight. There's also a shingle beach accessible except at high tide. Free parking is available at Hamble Point and Copse Lane. Volunteer-led walks are free but require booking. Find out more at itchinvalley.co.uk/what's-on. From apprentice to ranger, Daniel's journey protecting Eastleigh's countryside. A former countryside ranger apprentice is now playing a vital role in protecting and enhancing some of Eastleigh Borough's most valuable natural spaces. Daniel began working for Eastleigh Borough Council in 2023 as a countryside ranger apprentice. After successfully completing his apprenticeship, he was offered a role as a fully qualified countryside ranger. A typical day for Daniel starts with careful planning. Tasks vary widely and can include habitat management to boost biodiversity, as well as projects such as repairing bridges, boardwalks, and fencing. One of the most exciting projects currently underway focuses on improving habitats along a chalk stream to support the rare southern blue damselfly, encouraging the growth of aquatic vegetation where the damselfly lays its eggs. Daniel chose the apprenticeship route to gain practical, hands-on skills that aren't always available through more academic pathways. He says choosing the Borough Council was an easy decision, praising both the supportive working environment and the welcoming team. Daniel's apprenticeship and subsequent career development have been supported by funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
Recycle food waste and make a powerful difference. Food waste isn't just about what we throw away. When food is wasted, so are the resources used to grow, transport and prepare it. This includes water, energy, labour and land. The good news is that reducing food waste is one of the easiest ways we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions and build a more sustainable food system, one meal at a time. We're hungry for change at Eastleigh Borough Council, which is why we were among the first councils in the country to roll out a food waste caddy collection service. Eastleigh's food waste isn't just waste, it's a source of energy and growth. Each year, the food waste collected from the borough could generate enough power and energy for 214 homes. Just one lorry load of food waste produces enough electricity to run your fridge for up to 4 years. And a single caddy load can make enough power to toast 8 slices of bread. Even something as small as recycling 1 tea bag a day for a month can generate enough energy for 5 more cups of tea. Beyond energy, the food waste is transformed into nutrient-rich soil conditioner, helping improve local parks, farms and gardens for the whole community to enjoy. For more information, eastleigh.gov.uk/food waste. Sundews are back at Peewit Hill. Rare carnivorous plants have made a comeback at Peewit Hill site of importance for nature conservation in Burselden. Round-leaved sundew and oblong-leaved sundew have returned, thanks to the diligent efforts of volunteer John Buckley and the Council's Conservation Management Programme. Sundews catch insects using the red-tinged hairs around the edge of their leaves, which are tipped with sticky drops of dew. These glandular hairs enclose the insect prey at the centre of the leaf, where it is dissolved by digestive juices. The sundew absorbs the nutrients and grows to make flowers and seeds. In the early 1990s, there were around 50 oblong-leaved sundew plants and hundreds of round-leaved sundew at Peewit Hill, but by 2016, none were left. Their habitat was taken over by much taller plants, such as grasses, rhododendron and birch. After major conservation works were started in 2016 as part of a 15-year management agreement, they began to reappear, and in 2024 the total number surpassed the total from the early 1990s.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. New Year boosted. Residents kick-started their new year with activities across the borough. Residents across Eastleigh Borough took part in a mixture of taster sessions, beginner courses and advanced classes as part of the Council's annual New Year Boost programme during January and February. Local providers and venues put on a stellar lineup of health-focused activities to help more adults discover what's on offer and local to them in 2026. More than 160 classes and sessions were held, including squash, bounce, ladies' self-defence and walking football. Ladies' self-defence participant Sophie said, "I wanted to feel more empowered, more confident. I've learnt a lot of skills, a lot more coordination. I've also made a great amount of friends here, as well as joining a great community." To explore activities, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/NYBoost. Stop smoking, feel happier. The Council is supporting a new regional campaign, Stop Smoking, Feel Happier, encouraging residents to quit smoking by highlighting the benefits to both physical and mental well-being. The campaign challenges the myth that smoking relieves stress. Evidence shows that quitting can improve mood, reduce anxiety, and help people feel calmer and happier within weeks as the brain begins to rebalance dopamine levels. Residents who want to quit smoking or vaping can access free, confidential support from Smoke Free Hampshire. This includes one-to-one support, nicotine replacement therapy, stop smoking medications, and swap to stop vape kits, with help available online, by phone, or through self-referral. For free, friendly support to quit, text QUIT to 80011 or visit smokefreehampshire.co.uk.
Can you help with the Walking and Wheeling Festival? Last year's Walking and Wheeling Festival had a great team of volunteers who made events possible by leading and supporting the many groups across the borough. We have now started recruitment for the Summer-Autumn 2026 event, and the team is looking forward to hearing from anyone who can offer their time. You will help run a programme of free events, including self-led and guided walks of various lengths and difficulties. They cover a range of themes with something suitable for all ages and abilities. Walking and Wheeling took the borough by storm last year, with over 400 taking part and completing over 1,400 kilometres across 30 routes over 30 days, which is more than walking or wheeling from Eastleigh to Edinburgh and back again. Funding this year comes from Hampshire County Council Public Health via the Active Travel Grant and is delivered in partnership with the Walk Wheel Cycle Trust, formerly SUSTRANS. The event is supported by Eastleigh Borough Council. Email us to inquire about becoming a walk leader and give your views on new routes and themes for 2026. travel.scheme@eastleigh.gov.uk. Family cooking workshops test out new facilities at the Hyde. Families across the borough have been learning how to cook new, healthy and low-cost recipes at the Hyde, a fantastic space at Itchen Valley Country Park. The newly kitted out facilities on the High Hill Field hosted families during the February half term for a fun workshop preparing, cooking and eating a delicious healthy meal together. The Hyde, situated in calming green space and next to the outdoor play park, was a perfect surrounding for hosting the family-friendly event. Award-winning community cooking specialists Munch have delivered a number of workshops designed to tackle the cost of living, social isolation and nutritional health of local families. This forms part of the Food Education and Production Project supported by the government's UK SPF Fund. To find out more about hiring the Hyde for your family events, visit itchenvalley.co.uk/facilities-hire.
What's on at Places Leisure Eastleigh? Move Through Menopause, started 23rd of February, through our expert-led course, we've harnessing the power of knowledge and movement to aid menopause symptoms, helping people navigate them with confidence. Pool inflatable. For children aged 8 and over, our public sessions run every Saturday 3 to 4pm, bookable via the Places Leisure app or via the website. Parent and Baby Group Cycling. Parent and Baby Group Cycling runs every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 11am. The perfect way to ease yourself back into movement after having your baby. Book via the Places Leisure app or via their website, placeslesure.org/centres/placesleisure-Eastleigh. Boost your health and green credentials with e-wheels. The Rides e-cargo bike project is offering free trials to businesses, organisations and community groups across the Southampton and Eastleigh Council areas that want to explore cleaner, quicker and more efficient ways to move equipment and goods. Whether you are delivering products, heading out on site visits or simply looking to reduce your transport footprint, e-cargo bikes are proving to be a smart, sustainable alternative for everyday operations. Balfour Beatty inspectors recently shared their experience. The bike has been a success so far. It has been used a number of times for site visits and inspections of the highway, and battery life has been surprisingly good. We've loved taking it out for a spin. If your organisation is ready to explore cleaner, healthier and more cost-effective transport options, they would love to hear from you. Learn more at myjourneysouthampton.com/workplaces/rides.
From guided walks to firm friendships. The Walk and Talk programme offers a chance to spend some time in nature and improve your physical and mental health. The 3-kilometre guided strolls take place every month throughout the year at Itchen Valley and Lakeside Country Parks, as well as at Burselden, Hamble and Hound. With a focus on seasonal wildlife, they provide regular exercise, fresh air and the chance to meet others. Several longer walks use the railway to explore the Hamble Peninsula. The availability of refreshments means there's time for socialising, and firm friendships have formed since the core group of 16 walkers was set up in 2020. Many participants attend other events at the country parks, and a few volunteer their time for conservation tasks or to help with large events. One of the regular attendees, Margaret, said, "I have gained so much from going on the walks. They are not only a chance to get outside and be surrounded by nature, but also an opportunity to connect with other people, which is good for your mental health. The walks are long enough to have a good chat with a friendly bunch, who have now become actual friends, and who, along with Mel, who leads the walks, gave me confidence to set up my own weekly walking group. Since July, the group have started leading their own walks, and they are open to anyone who is available midweek, people who are new to walking, or those who would like some company to give them confidence to explore the local area. The walks are free, and you can reserve a space online at itchenvalley.co.uk/watts-on. Get more active on a health walk. Walking can be one of the easiest ways to get more active and become healthier. It is low intensity, low impact, sustainable, free, and for many people, easy to do. All you generally need is a good pair of shoes, suitable clothing for the weather, and enthusiasm. Health walks, led by a friendly group of volunteers, can be a great way to start walking and stay motivated while socialising. They typically last for an hour, covering a distance of 2 to 3 miles, with some locations having separate, slower routes for those who are new to or just getting back into walking. Volunteer as a walk leader. The Health Walks programme is well established, and with weekly walks across the borough, they are always in need of walk leaders. They're a passionate and friendly group, and they'd love to grow their numbers to spread the load and ensure more people get out and about and connect. For more information, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/health-walks, or if you would be interested in becoming a volunteer walk leader, please contact the Health Walks Coordinator on 023 8068 4813 or healthworks@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Eastbrook Homes. One Horton Heath time capsule, a message to the future. In February, 1 Horton Heath marked a special milestone with the creation of two community time capsules, which are designed to capture everyday life today for future residents. This memorable project brought together members from the 1 Horton Heath team, contracted builders of the Lower Acre phase, Waits Residential, the local community and special guests from Fair Oak Infant School and Deputy Mayor Councillor Gomer. It reflects the importance of partnership and community involvement as the new neighbourhood continues to grow. For the children involved, the time capsule offered a chance to reflect on what matters to them now. They selected drawings, small toys and personal messages, creating a snapshot of childhood and daily life at the very beginning of the 1 Horton Heath community. Pupils were also encouraged to think about the future and the people who might one day uncover the capsule. The capsule has been buried on site and is planned to be reopened in around 20 years' time, giving future residents a chance to look back on how the neighbourhood began. Deputy Mayor Councillor Gomer said, "This was a really special moment for everyone involved. The time capsule captures not just where 1 Horton Heath is today, but the people and everyday moments that are helping to shape the community from the very beginning." To read more about the time capsule and find out about homes at 1 Horton Heath, visit onehortonheath.co.uk/latest-news.
Follow the progress at 1 Horton Heath on your YouTube. The 1 Horton Heath YouTube channel shares regular updates from the development site, giving a behind-the-scenes look at the early days of the new neighbourhood. Through various videos, you can see construction progress, key milestones, and the everyday work involved in creating the new neighbourhood, both from ground level and from above. A time-lapse camera also captures the development as it evolves over time, providing a unique perspective of the site's growth. These updates give residents, neighbours and anyone with an interest in the area a chance to follow the development over time. New content is added regularly, so subscribing lets you stay up to date with the latest progress at 1 Horton Heath. Visit the channel to watch the videos. youtube.com/@1Horton Heath. New Horton Heath Primary School plans move forward. Design work for a new primary school that will be in the heart of the new community in Horton Heath is making good progress. The school is being delivered as part of the Borough Council's infrastructure first approach, helping ensure key services are in place early as the new community grows. Plans include modern, flexible teaching spaces, provision for children with additional needs, and safe outdoor areas for play and learning. Sustainability is also being built into the design, with a focus on reducing energy use and running costs. The school is planned as a three-form entry primary and is expected to open at a smaller size before expanding in stages as demand increases. The design also allows for early years provision. The wider site will include community facilities such as sports pitch and allotments. Councillor Keith House, leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, said, "This is exactly what infrastructure first looks like, a new school at the heart of a new community designed not just to educate, but to bring people together." Stay up to date by visiting onehortonheath.co.uk or follow us on Instagram at onehortonheath.
What's on? Queen will rock you at Itchen Valley. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of classic rock with friends at Itchen Valley Country Park this summer. From Bohemian Rhapsody to Under Pressure, and Radio Gaga to Killer Queen, enjoy the greatest hits from this tribute to the greatest rock band of all time as you've never heard them before. A must-see for Queen fans young and old, Queen by Moonlight promises an electrifying show with striking vocals and talented live musicians in picturesque surroundings. It's on Friday the 17th of July 2026 at 7:30 p.m. Doors open 6:30 p.m. The tickets are £28.50. So Itchen Valley Country Park. Find out more and book at itchenvalley.co.uk/what's-on/queen.
Shaping places. Care home residents and students help shape heritage murals. New murals that celebrate Eastleigh's history and identity through bold, colourful and contemporary designs are being shaped by residents from Alston House Care Home and students from Barton Peveril Sixth Form College. They came together recently to take part in a creative workshop run by local artist Nathan Evans. The new murals, which are being painted in Eastleigh Town Centre, are funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund and Developer Contributions for Public Art. The scheme is part of the wider Together We Make Eastleigh project, which aims to enhance key areas of the town centre. Residents and students shared ideas, stories and inspiration that are shaping the final designs. They explored themes such as Eastleigh's rail and aviation heritage, local architecture and nature, alongside ideas for how the town continues to evolve. Alston House resident David said, "As someone who's lived in the area for over 40 years, I was able to contribute ideas and share my knowledge of Eastleigh's history. It was also interesting to hear the students' ideas about what the future of Eastleigh might look like." North Stoneham residents sculpt nature trail artworks. A nature-themed sculpture trail at North Stoneham Park is being created by artists working with local residents. Artist duo Juno Projects, Ben Sadler and Phil Duckworth, have led creative workshops at the YMCA Community Centre and the Brixworks Museum, where people of all ages have shared their ideas and had a go at drawing and sculpting the artworks. The 11th Eastleigh North Stoneham Scouts and children from Stoneham Park Academy, along with local families and Summergate Lodge residents, mapped trail routes around the development, sculpting wax animals to be cast in bronze and carving clay brick plinths. The finished works are expected to be installed across the site this spring. The scheme is funded by contributions from developers. Find out more about the project, eastleigh.gov.uk/north-stoneham-public-art.
Netley sculpture proposal inspired by Radar Tower. A design for a new sculpture at the Hard in Netley, overlooking Southampton Water, has been shared for public consultation. Responding to the ideas of local residents, artist Nick Hornby's proposal merges the unique tidal graph of the Solent with a radar image inspired by the unusual hexagonal radar tower which used to stand on the site, close to the gates of the Royal Victoria Country Park. The results of the public consultation are being shared with landowner Hound Parish Council before the scheme goes forward for planning permission. The project is funded by developers' contributions for public art, which need to be spent in the local areas. Find out more about the project, eastleigh.gov.uk/the-netley-sculpture. Funding agreed for new CCTV cameras. Up to 18 new state-of-the-art CCTV cameras are up and running in Eastleigh Town Centre. They have been erected after £50,000 funding was agreed from the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. The new technology is replacing the old, outdated system, which is no longer fit for purpose. Cabinet Member for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig. Councillor Tonya Craig said, "The safety and well-being of residents and visitors is always a priority for the Borough Council. It's good news that the Police and Crime Commissioner has delivered on funding for modern CCTV cameras, which will be a real asset in the police's lead role for community safety, something we are keen to continue supporting."
Chestnut Avenue improvements. Eastleigh Borough and Hampshire County Council are working together to make improvements to Chestnut Avenue in Eastleigh to accommodate the increasing numbers of students who travel to and from Barton Peveril College by bus. A range of proposals were the subject of a public consultation in 2025. They include providing 4 extra bus stands in a new lay-by on the south side of the road, upgrading the current crossing point to a zebra crossing with a cycle crossing next to it, providing more pavement space to the east of the pedestrian entrance to the college, planting trees and hedges in the green space area south of the new bus lay-by. The views of residents who took part in the consultation will help shape the final design. Residents' views shape future developments. The views of residents have helped shape planning guidance documents that will protect special areas and steer future development. Conservation areas. New guidance for 3 local conservation areas, Botley, Gators Mill and Orchards Way, was formally adopted in December 2025 and is now in use. It highlights what makes each area special and sets out ways to protect and improve their character. As part of the review, the boundary of the Botley Conservation Area was slightly adjusted and Romill Close was removed from the former Gators Mill and Romill Close Conservation Area. Quality Places. Public consultation on the Council's draft Quality Places guidance closed in February. The document outlines the Council's expectations for the design of new homes, including how to create attractive neighbourhoods, make good use of land and support thriving communities with local facilities. Once approved, it will guide decisions on future housing proposals.
Creating homes and communities. New town centre homes set to boost Eastleigh's housing choice. The 2 new housing developments will form part of Eastleigh Borough Council's housing portfolio, brought to you by Eastbrook Homes, and will provide much-needed homes with easy access to Eastleigh Town Centre's facilities. Wyndham House, built on the site of the former Hans Way car park, close to the Swan Centre, and Aviary Court in Nightingale Avenue, are both making good progress after work got underway last year. The Wyndham House scheme offers 6 apartments over 3 storeys, whilst Aviary Court is 4 maisonettes with allocated parking and private gardens. Properties in both schemes will be available for private rent or as affordable housing and will be available through Eastbrook Homes. Aviary Court is due to be finished this summer, whilst Wyndham House is forecast to be completed in spring 2027. Local Area Committee Chair, Councillor Alex Bourne, said, "As well as offering high-quality homes close to all of Eastleigh's amenities, these 2 exciting new housing developments will help with the generation of the town centre and will give a boost to the local economy for traders and hospitality and entertainment venues. For more information on housing in the borough, visit eastbrookhomes.co.uk.
New neighbourhood approved in Hedge End. Councillors have approved plans for much-needed new homes on land near King's Copse Avenue in Hedge End. The development of 192 homes includes 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and 2 and 3 and 4 bedroom houses in a mix of affordable and market homes, including properties for rent and shared ownership. With sustainability high on the agenda, there will be a 10% biodiversity net gain with trees and hedges planted to help local wildlife. The homes will have high energy standards and a modern design. They are set in a walkable neighbourhood that features safe, green and direct walking routes to key local places. Properties will have their own off-road spaces to reduce on-street parking. The land had already been set aside for housing in the council's approved local plan. The views of residents who took part in a public consultation over the summer help shape the final plans and ensure the new neighbourhood works for both new and existing residents. Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said the creation of this new neighbourhood is a further reflection of the Council's commitment to tackle the housing crisis by delivering high-quality homes in sustainable communities with a range of ownership and rental options. I'd like to thank everyone who shared their views and made an important contribution to the final plans. Work will get underway later in 2026, with the first homes expected to be delivered by Eastbrook Homes in 2027. Unique space for hire is coming out of hiding. The Hyde building in the heart of Itchen Valley Country Park is a unique space for hire in beautiful green surroundings. Discover a party hideaway for fun and adventure where families can create lasting memories. Let your children connect with nature and make the most of the outdoors with nearby playgrounds and spacious field on your doorstep. Perfect for games and exploration. Or bring your staff and clients to an inspiring spot with views over High Hill Field for creative thinking, calm and collaborative working workshops, with outdoor space for breakouts and lunch. The Hyde offers something different to your organisation. Discounted packages are being made available for family and business events from this spring. Visit itchinvalley.co.uk/facilities-hire for any updates.
Your community. More than a theatre, The Point is a hub for regional charities. In addition to being well known for its spotlit main theatre and vibrant studios, The Point Eastleigh is increasingly being recognised for what happens behind the scenes during the day. The venue has strengthened its role as a vital community hub by serving as the permanent home for three powerhouse organisations: Bareface Theatre CIC, Wonder Seekers, and Learning Through Landscapes. The Changemakers in Residence, Bareface Theatre CIC. The work of Bareface Theatre CIC is deeply rooted in social justice, specifically supporting people affected by the criminal justice system. By collaborating with local community groups and professional teams, Bareface uses the theatre's workshops and creation space to have a positive impact on local people and the places they live. Inspiring future scientists, Wonder Seekers. Wonder Seekers is the independent educational charity behind the Winchester Science Centre. Their mission is to create a fairer world where every child can treasure science, making it accessible, fun, and inclusive for the next generation of thinkers. Reimagining the Classroom, Learning Through Landscapes. Learning Through Landscapes is the UK's leading outdoor learning and play charity. Their team works tirelessly to ensure that outdoor play becomes a fundamental part of every school day. By hosting these three distinct charities, The Point demonstrates a modern approach to cultural venues, acting not just as a space for performance, but as a home for innovation and social well-being. Are you looking for a space to grow your organisation? The Point offers a range of facilities, including a studio theatre, creation spaces and meeting rooms designed to support the region's creative and charitable sectors. To find out more, email amanda.stallard@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Fly tipping investigation costs resident £3,600. A fly tip load of roofing felt that was dumped in a borough lay-by has proved expensive for a local resident who's been hit with fines and costs of more than £3,600 for failing to assist the council with its investigation. In September 2024, a car being used to dump the waste in the lay-by in Quab Lane in West End was spotted by one of the redeployable trail cameras put in place by the council's local area services team. The lay-by had been a fly-tipping hotspot for some months, with 10 incidents over the previous year, despite warning signs put in place by the council. A resident of Eastleigh who was linked to the vehicle used in the offence was requested to attend the council offices to assist the investigating officer with their investigation, which they failed to do. The decision was made to prosecute. The case was heard in December and the resident was found guilty in their absence of failing to assist the council with their inquiries. They were fined £660 with a victim surcharge of £264 and ordered to pay the council's costs, with the total bill amounting to £3,633. Find out more, eastleigh.gov.uk/fly-tipping. Southampton Airport's Spitfire Wellbeing Fund is open for 2026. The Southampton Airport Spitfire Wellbeing Fund is now open for 2026, following a successful 2025 programme that saw over £24,000 awarded to local organisations dedicated to improving physical activity, mental wellbeing, and access to green spaces across our region. In 2025, grants were awarded to a range of inspiring organisations, including Highbridge Community Farm, One Community Eastleigh and Eastleigh Rugby Football Club. The Spitfire Wellbeing Fund is managed by an independent board that includes representatives from Eastleigh Borough Council. Councillor Tonya Craig, who chairs the fund, said, "It's great to see such a diverse range of amazing local groups and organisations benefit from the Spitfire Wellbeing Fund over 2025. They all carry out such excellent work that doesn't always receive the recognition it deserves. The fund can make a real difference, so we hope to see many more applications in 2026. Find out more from southamptonairport.com.
Your Council. Community grants support local groups. A wide range of local organisations have been supported through the Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee community grants, helping to improve wellbeing, skills and opportunities for local residents. Funding has supported West End Football Club with new kit and awards, Eastleigh Citizens Advice with improved IT for volunteer outreach services, and several early years settings with parent first aid training and new quiet spaces for children who need additional support. Environmental and community groups have also benefited, including Telegraph Woods Nature Recovery Group, Amazon Explorers, and Borley Park Allotment Association, helping to grow volunteering, outdoor activity and community connection. Local families and young people have been supported through projects led by West End Parish Council, Borley Park Primary School PTA and Youth Options, providing free community events, practical skills development and new sports and activity equipment. Older residents have also benefited through Brendan Care Foundation, supporting inclusive activities and reducing social isolation. View local community grants eastleigh.gov.uk/community grants.
Our contact details are Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Or you can telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and X at Eastleigh BC. The website is eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at the website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. This was the issue for Spring 2026 and was presented to you by Sharon, Katie, Jenny and Susie, our engineer. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Sharon.
Goodbye.
Katie.
Goodbye.
And me, Jenny. Goodbye.